For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I am with the Bryan Police Public Information Officer, Kelly McKeithen. Welcome, Kelly. What would you like to talk about this evening?
I wanted to remind people to go to our Facebook page, our Pinterest page, or our city website to look for our persons of interest and also our top 10 most wanted individuals. Share those, like them, so that other people can see them, because this is our community, and we've already solved several cases on our face just by utilizing our social media to put out videos of crimes where we're trying to identify some people. Now, just remember, though, that those persons of interest are exactly that. We just need to talk to them at this point. They are not listed as suspects, but they are persons of interest where a crime did occur. So go on there, check it out. Like I said, we've identified 5 individuals off of social media, and it's closed out 3 cases.
Would you please tell us which site to look up on Facebook?
Yes. If they go to our city webpage, they can go to bryantxpolice.com, and on the very right-hand side of the page, click Persons of Interest, or they can go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/BryanPD and look up those videos on our Facebook page. They can also search Bryan Police on Pinterest, and that would get them to our Pinterest page as well. And so all those videos are on all 3 of those sites.
That's kind of exciting. I don't usually think of suspects as items that would be pinned.
It is becoming very, more popular as time goes on. Law enforcement is utilizing that more and more every day.
All right. Well, what else is going on with the Bryan Police Department?
Well, I want to remind everybody that, with this weather, we've had rainy weather for the last couple of days, and I just want to remind everybody to slow down, put that extra space between you and the person in front of you so that you can react on these wet roads. And it's a good time to check your tread on your tires to make sure that there is enough still there. You can always use the penny trick, stick a penny between the tread. If you can see all of Abraham's head, that means it is too low and you need to go get new tires. Also check those windshield wipers, get those replaced, and make sure that you check all the equipment on your vehicle. This is the time, of year that it's going to get colder. Check your battery. Check all the equipment that you need to so that you can drive on these roads safely.
All right. And you guys survived Halloween, huh?
Yes, we did. We did. The kids, it seemed like kids had a... I was out there trick-or-treating with my kids, and... most people were following good safety tips and following those rules, so I'm glad we had a very safe Halloween. Veterans Day is coming up, and I just want to remind people to, take time out to thank those veterans for their service to our country, and remember those, who have lost their lives in battle or even afterwards. We will be posting some of our officers who are currently in the military and previously in the military, and thanking them on our Facebook page as well.
Sounds good. Also coming up is Christmas. Have you guys kicked into gear for Blue Angels yet?
Yes, we are working on our Blue Angel tree right now. We are still looking for nominations. So if anyone has a family that they want to nominate with children that are 14 and younger, or an elderly person that just doesn't have family that, visits them or, can give them that Christmas cheer, please submit those names to us. You can go to our police department webpage at bryantxpolice.com, click on the angel, and then there's some forms there that you can download, or you can come by PD. We're open 24/7, and we have those in our lobby, the forms to nominate. Now, once the angel tree will be available on the 16th, November 16th, and you can come by the police department and pick up one of those angels and go Christmas shopping for those children or those elderly.
All right. And is there anything else that's going on?
Traffic locations. We will be enforcing traffic this week in the 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near HEB, and the 2300 block of Woodville, which is 30 miles per hour near Texas Avenue.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That's Public Information Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department, giving a weekly update with everything going on with the Bryan Police. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.